Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. You got back to the house?
Yep, yep.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to create this business profile. You said you wanted to operate under a different business name?
Yeah, the 24/7 heating and cooling.
Okay, 24/7 heating and cooling. And this is the DBA, right? So you're not an LLC for this one?
No.
Okay. I think you could still use your LLC if something happens, since it's the parent company, but I'm just going to list it as 24/7. I'm going to put it as like 24/7 instead of just like 247,
okay.
All one word. It looks, I mean, I don't know if they'll get the point.
All right.
Yeah. So heating and cooling DBA for Jimmy Zarebka LLC. Okay, and then we'll go ahead and save. Okay, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where the business is. Now, I can hide this address, so you don't have to worry about like anybody showing up at your doorstep or anything, but it's just for them to send the postcard. What's the street address that I could send this to?
9500 East County Road, 700 North.
Let's see if I can find it here. Okay, I got it. Walkerton, and it's 46574?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and then I'll go ahead and hide this for you.
Perfect.
All right, and then how do you want your hours of operation for your business listed online?
I don't know, what's normal?
Well, I mean, the business name is 24/7, so I feel like I should leave it open.
Right? Yeah, that's not very good.
Yeah, because it's just a phone call. I mean, you could always hash it out with them and tell them, hey, I'm busy, I could get to you at this time, you know, but let's have it open so that way they could call at any time and we're not missing anything.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. And then is the phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you?
Yep.
Okay. And it's 8897. Okay, 24/7. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys don't do anything with Siri, do you?
With Siri, no. We do Amazon Alexa voice search results, though, because they pull from the Google Places guys to recommend their top three options.
Okay.
So if they're on an Amazon Alexa device, they'll have it. But usually Siri is hooked up to Safari, and Safari's a Google search, too. Google has pre-existing relationships with Apple, and then also they own, actually, the Android phones. People don't know that because there's a Google Pixel, but Android phones are also owned by Google, and they also own YouTube. So, like, if they do any kind of searching through there, I mean, we used to have clients that would do, like, YouTube videos and have them attached to their site. And then if people searched on YouTube, the optimization would apply there and they would get their videos. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you could always create a video. And if you want to have that, like, listed on the site anywhere, we could hyperlink it and then you'll start showing up for people's. I don't know if people are searching on YouTube for HVAC, but hey. You never know.
Can you put a picture on the listing or no?
Yeah, absolutely. The Google Business Profile has a section for photos. We actually recommend that you send in a logo and any photos that you have that you would like to use.
Yeah.
So I'll send you the email address for that right now. It's really easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll upload those not to just your Google business profile, but we'll use them for the website, and we'll also use them for the Facebook business profile.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you have a domain name for your site at all, or you have nothing?
Then.
Oh, you cut out for a second there.
Yeah.
Okay. You're starting to cut out real bad. You're good.
Can you
okay,
hear me
so,
now?
Yeah, I could hear you a lot better. So we'll purchase a domain name. We'll look for 247heatingandcooling.com. If that's not available, maybe we'll go 247heatingandcoolingin.com or maybe 247heatingandcooling.net. And then we'll develop the site for you, and we'll provide hosting for the site. So we'll fully customize it until it looks exactly how you want it to look.
Perfect.
Okay. But you'd want to send in any logo or photos to that same email address so we could use them for the site as well.
Okay.
Okay, and they'll go in-depth on that during the client interview. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing? I'll send an outline of the agreement, your Google verification form, and access to your tracking system.
JimmyZaremska@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, and I know you said your other half kind of helps you a little bit here. Do you want me to add her to the business profile?
Yes, you could.
Yeah, so that way she has the ability to, like, help or make changes if you're, like, out in the field or need help with something online. We can give her full access to it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it always helps. I know you're going to be the boots on the ground. You'll probably be busy a lot, but if you run into a client and you're just like, hey, honey, I don't want to ever deal with a guy like this again, or I'm going to, you know, you could have her just place the call, and then we could kind of swap out your keywords or, like, make it so your ad's not showing in certain areas, so that way you're only getting your ideal clients from it.
That sounds good.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. Okay. All right, so I have the business profile created. Before I gather any billing information from you, I want to schedule this client interview. The client interview, they'll go over, like, each service you provide, the service area, and we'll get started on your website. That's where they buy the domain and everything. It's a pretty easy interview. Like, they have set questions that they walk you through over the phone, but we do ask for an hour window in case you have extra questions or the time goes over. What time do you think would be the best for you today?
What's the latest you have?
Let me see here. So I believe you're Eastern Standard. So if it's 1:02 your time right now, the latest that we would have would be between 6 and... Oh, well, actually today it's 5 and 6.
Okay.
Like here.
Yeah, let's do that then.
Okay. Or I could do 6 and 7 also, actually, it looks like. I have one more slot available for 6 and 7.
Mama! That'll work.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I hear that little one in the background there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's back and take care of the kids all day.
Yeah. I hear you on that. I got two boys myself. They're a little crazy.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I can't believe this is my DNA, because they're just like, they do not use logic.
That's how my son, he's like, I don't even know if he's my kid just because he thinks more than I do, like, when we're riding dirt bikes and stuff. But now my daughter, she's just turned 2, and yeah, she's just like me. Just don't care.
Yeah, it's that's awesome. Egg.
Yeah, it's crazy how kids
are. I was hoping for a girl the second time around, but it didn't happen, so I just ended up for a boy. But yeah, they're both just, like, insane. They don't really think. They just kind of do and deal with the consequences later. So I'm always just, like, damage control when I get home.
Right. Yeah, they completely, all the kids destroy the house because I got 4. So don't take one, and they got...
You sound pretty young.
Yeah, I'm 30.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're close in age. I'm 32, so it's yeah. Yeah, how old is your oldest?
Younger.
Yeah.
My oldest is 7.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had my first one at 27.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then second one at 29. Yeah, it was kind of one of those things. I was one of those guys who was like, I'm never having kids, like, bachelor life. I was already working here for, like, 7 years at the time. And so I was making good money and just kind of like had no real reason to do that. I was kind of like traveling and stuff and, you know, just enjoying life. And then, yeah, I met my wife and then it was pretty quick after that. I was with her for like a year and a half and she got pregnant.
Right. Yeah. That saving money isn't like impossible now.
Yeah. I mean, that's a given. I did a pretty good job of saving up like before she got pregnant, so I wasn't too stressed out. But then it's like that account just started depleting very, very quickly. It's like the toys, and then I think a lot of it is her though. She just kind of doesn't know how to say no, and then they just run all over. I come back like every day. I come home, they have like a new toy or something, and I'm like, what the hell is this? They don't even pay for or play with the stuff we already got them, you know?
That's how it goes here, too.
Yeah, so it's like I just make it and work, and then they run all over me, but it's all good. She lets me go to the gym when I need to and stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah. So the only way I can save, and I did it before, because I wasn't the best at saving either, I would just go buy either a toy or a car or like a piece of equipment. If I wouldn't have done that, I mean, I would have literally whittled down to nothing and wouldn't have had money in the bank.
Now
we're just going through and just selling everything.
Yeah. That sometimes it's better to just kind of liquidate is what I say, is just like kind of get rid of it all.
Yeah.
Half
the
like,
stuff I wasn't even using, so.
Yeah, I had that problem. I had two cars, actually, that I wasn't using, and just, like, one of them I wanted to keep because it was kind of collectible, and it got passed down from my grandfather before he passed away, and my lady just kind of talked me into, like, yeah, let's just get rid of it, you know, because I was more paying for just where I had it parked and everything. Like, it was nuts, and then I had it on the street for a while, and it was leaking oil. It was an old Mustang. It was like a 69 Mustang.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, it was awesome. Like, it made a ton of money once I sold it, you know. But it was one of those things I just always wanted to, like, really fix up and keep, and I just wasn't able to. Just, like, break out another 1,000 all the time.
Well, shit, just insurance on them old cars.
Yeah, that too, and... Like, it's a lot. I had to go through a lot because it wasn't originally registered in California. So my grandpa kind of had it, like, as, like, a garage keep and never really did any of that. And then, you know, he would just drive it, like, occasionally, just up and down the road, you know. And then, yeah, and then I got it, and it was just more like, okay, I got to store it. Then I got to transfer everything over, all the paperwork. It was just a headache. So I was like, let me give this to a guy that's got a bunch of money and likes to collect cars. And just save it for the kids. Yeah, so I ended up opening an account for them through School's First Credit Union, and that should help them go to school if something happens to me.
Oh, heck yeah. You can't beat that.
Yeah, try to think ahead. I lost my mom when I was pretty young, so I'm like, all right. I'm going to die one day. I don't want to leave these guys in a situation where I was in, having to work two jobs and go to school at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. That's, my family's pretty well off. Like, my dad, he just inherited, almost $1 million, and he didn't even offer nothing. He knows I wouldn't take it because he's offered before.
Yeah.
Right,
the smart thing to do if he's better with money is just to kind of wait until you have a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then wait instead of just, here, go have fun with it. You know, it's like, let's save this for emergencies. You never know. Kid could get sick or something, you know? Yeah.
Right.
Money can save lives.
If I would have just saved money, but I guess I did in assets, but... But I got the same thing. I got a GTO, an 04 GTO that's all original.
Oh, nice.
That's like, I don't know what to do with it. It's just sitting outside right now for the past year. Bought tankers and just moved out here.
Oh, wow.
Just need to
those are really cool cars. I like the really old GTOs. They kind of, the metal body ones, those ones are crazy. But even the 04 ones are really sweet. You can soup those things up and make them go so fast.
Christ. I like the old ones a lot better because it's an actual car. The new ones are like a disposable camera, but...
they're still fast.
They
still get up and go, and they're kind of lightweight, so you can. They're like a box car almost, you know. You can when you drive them. Those things are fun.
Yeah, heck yeah, dude! I was doing 100 mile an hour drift on the highway. It would be a stupid one day. Journey, what are you doing? Oh,
she sounds itty bitty.
Yeah, she's only two. She only turned two.
Yeah, it's about time they start running around. Two is when they get a little crazy. Start screaming at
that's
you.
That's for dogs. Sir. They
all
are
right, so I...
these dogs up this damn too.
You're like, I have to.
Yeah, we've got, as I sit here, this is how bad our priorities are messed up. I'm looking at over $20,000 in Frenchies.
Oh man!
We got $60.
I mean, I don't think that's really hard to do. I feel like three or four Frenchies is like $20,000, huh?
Paid, I think. But
they're
$3,000 a piece for the Frenchies. Yeah,
oh wow!
And then the exotic bullies. All it is a pretty much Frenchie, but with more structure.
Yeah.
I'd say about 4,000 piece for those. Planned on breeding them, but they're just pets.
Yeah, they're you have to kind of like manually breed the French bulldogs, don't you? They don't really mate on their own.
Yeah, and that's where I drew.
That's
the
why
line.
They're so
like,
expensive.
Yeah, they're sitting there. We watched the one breeding. We had somebody else do it for us. Our dog didn't take, but like, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna do that to my dog.
Yeah, this is awkward.
It just ruined my relationship with my dog.
Yeah. Yeah, this is right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Even if it was for thousands of dollars, it wasn't worth it for me. I couldn't justify it.
That's hilarious. All right, so, Jimmy, I got your full business profile set up. Oh.
Uh-oh. Hey, I'm working.
Yeah, it's okay.
What's up? You want to go out? All right, come on. Yeah, you can't lock him up, I guess.
Yeah, she was not having it.
No, she's one of the crazy ones, too.
Yeah, the daughters, I feel like, you know, that they run your world, and your dad, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I was ready for it. My boys are like mama's boys, you know, so I was like, oh, I think I need to get a daughter, and, you know, it just didn't work out that way. They're both just mama's boys, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
That's how my son is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just because we try to give them tough love, you know. We want to like play out in sports with them and stuff, get them outside, and they still want to be like babies. So it's like, all right, whatever.
Well, how old are they?
They're 5 and 3.
Yeah. So another year or two, you'll see a big change.
I hope so. But my 5-year-old, he's starting to catch along. You know, he's like tackling stuff in the house and like he's throwing things. He's all into monster trucks now. So I took him to a monster truck rally. Yeah, so he's coming around, but he wasn't like that for a while. I used to see kids that were like 2 and 3, like ready to go to monster truck rallies. It took him like 5 years.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we went to one in Indy. Yeah, I would say about 5, my son started coming outside and doing stuff with me. And now it's like I don't have enough time to even go out with him as much as he
wants
to.
Yeah, that's rough. He'll understand. Oh, he's 7?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think it's a lot better once they start going to school.
Kind of
socialize them more. Yeah. And then you see other kids playing and stuff, and then they're like, okay, I want to learn this game, and then they start turning into little dude, you know?
Right. Start exercising their brain.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it was a big turn. Like, he just started kindergarten. I feel like there was a big turn of... just, like, his social skills and everything. Like, him and little brother didn't really, like, get along. They just fight. And then now it's like, okay, he's coming home, like, asking more questions and stuff. He's interested in playing. And it's just different. Instead of just turn off
exactly.
YouTube. I think I gave him the tablet too much when he was little, though.
Same with my son.
Yeah, he was born, like, right before the pandemic hit. So it was, like, had a little tiny baby. And then everybody was, like, stuck in the house. And we didn't want to get him sick, so... We were just putting him on the YouTube all the time, and the doctor told us, like, he's kind of behind Like he had some developmental like delays, but he's fine now. It just took a while.
Yeah. That's how my son was too. And they're trying to tell him that
he was autistic.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's happened to me too. I was pissed because they were like, oh, he needs treatment. And we were like traumatized, you know, for like the first 2-3 years. And then like, he's fine. They're just idiots.
Right.
I
went in there and told him, I was like, I'm not trying to be cocky or nothing, but they tried doing the same thing to me. And I could see it in my son. Because until you get out and make money with your hands, we really aren't happy. I don't know why. It's not about
the men are different. The boys are different. Like the little girls, they seem like really intellectual, like right away. Like they're smart, they're social, they want to talk to you, they like want to engage in conversation. But my boys, they're just like, I just want to play. They just want to get a stick and go in the dirt and jump off stuff, you know? They don't have any interest in like sitting down, like trying to read, or they didn't for a while, you know? Now they do, but it took a bit.
Exactly.
Yeah. It took a while. I don't think that's our nature as guys to, like, sit down and be educated that way. We like to be hands-on.
I think that's, at least for me, for sure.
Yeah. I know for me, too. Like, I learned by doing. Like, I went through college, and then, like, all the stuff that I went through in college I felt like was useless. And then I got to working, and it was, like, the first 6 months I had already learned all the ins and outs of the job just by getting in and doing it, you know? It was just different, like. Textbooks, and then they have like these courses online that you take, but it's not the same as actually doing it, you know? No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
it's weird.
That's the biggest thing. Well, then taking tests. I can't sit down and take a test.
I struggled with that too. I had to really like force, I had to learn how to learn actually. Like, and it didn't happen until like after high school. I was in college, and it was like, oh, somebody's not going to walk me through this. Like, I actually got to read this book. And then I would read whole books and then, like, forget everything, you know? Or I'd forget, like, the whole, like, 4 pages that I just read and have to go back and, like, read it over again. Yeah, it was tough, man. But, you know, I got through it. I was determined. I was like, I got to do this, come hell or high water. And once you make that decision, usually you're good.
Yeah, if I would have failed a couple of my grades, if it wasn't for my dad coming in there, just pushing through because we already know what's going on.
Yeah, having a good dad is important, man. That's a good tip for you and your kids, you know? It's like, hey, sometimes they're going to need me to step in there and make sure that they don't give up.
Yeah, well, that's they were trying to put him in special ed, my son, and this is just a couple weeks ago. And I told him, I was like, they tried putting me in special ed. I mean, pretty much 2 or 3 of my grades, they pulled me out, took all of us in a room. Jerry, stop it. And I told him, now I make $100,000 plus a year. And I was like, you guys were calling me dumb. I was like, I'm just going to
say, I make more than you as a teacher.
Yeah,
they don't know. Yeah, they don't know anything. They have no way of telling, but I do understand them, like, playing it safe because it's like if somebody does have an issue, you want to jump on that, like, right away or else they'll get crippled, you know, just by society. So they're kind of like – I think that's kind of why they over misdiagnose that. They'd rather have more kids, like, go into it and find out later that they're not than to, like, have somebody that really needs the help get thrown in
that
dealing with – regular kids picking on them and stuff, you know, like, so.
I knew how it would have felt if, at the age, because I remember it in detail, I knew if I come out of there and had to go into special ed or go into a different class, and I thought it was worse than just not doing good at all.
Yeah, like, I didn't care about school. I was, like, a class clown when I was little, and then my dad would tell me the same thing. He was like, hey, if you don't do this, they're going to put you in the class with these kids, and you're not going to be with your friends anymore. And I was like, what?
Yep.
You know? Yeah, and I buckled up real fast. Like, I was like, okay, I don't want that.
Same here.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to hang out with those kids, dude. Over here.
Yeah. But then my mom was sitting there saying, put him in it. He needs to be in a special ed class. It's like,
Man. Yeah, get out of here. You know, boys, you just got to communicate with us differently. I think that's what it is. The women don't get that. You know, you really need the dad to be there and, like, step in. Because once my dad told me that and I understood that, like, okay, I was more afraid of the consequences. So I was like, I don't want to deal with the consequence. I'm going to focus and figure this out.
Right.
Yeah, and it kind of woke me up. Yeah. My mom probably would have done the same thing, though, and just throw me in those classes. And that wouldn't have been good. I probably would have been a bully. He licked me. I punched him.
That's good. But I got in trouble for making fun of the special ed class then in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
And they made me go help them for 2 weeks. And I wasn't making fun of them, but we were just laughing because the one dude was pooped or something on the floor. I don't remember what it was in the cafeteria.
Yeah. No, I remember that. We had a kid in my school. He would freak out every time he said Nemo for some reason.
Yeah.
We'd be like, Nemo. And he would, like, freak out and just, like, go running off, you know? Like, and so we did it all the time. And I remember getting in trouble for that. I used to, like, whisper in his ear, like, when he wasn't paying attention, just to watch him, like, freak out, throw stuff everywhere. It's bad.
Damn.
Yeah. The little boys are bad.
There was some catnip that was growing, and my dad pointed out to me that it was growing by our field. And so the next day, I took a sandwich baggie when I was waiting for the bus and smashed it up like it was weed. And so I put it in a Ziploc baggie and sold it for like $10 or $20 because I seen all these other kids selling weed. And so at the end of the day, I got pulled in, and they tested this catnip. And this officer is literally sweating. He's all mad. Looking at me because he really thought it was weed because it smelled like the most catnip.
Genius entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was so laptop. I was a little drug dealer.
Oh man, that's funny. That sounds like my older brother. My older brother was really like that. He used to always like sell everything you could imagine, like cough syrup and weed and all kinds of crazy stuff. And he's actually really smart. He's the head of a school's first franchise, so he's like really smart. He works at a bank. Yeah. He had a great business mind though when he was younger. He really knew how to turn a little bit of money into a lot of money in different ways.
Right.
Yeah, he was doing that since we were a kid. I used to ask my older brother for stuff, like, can I have a PS2? He would get it for me, you know? He's different.
Right. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember he actually bought me my first console. It was like a Nintendo 64 back in the day. I think I was like 7 or 8 years old. Yeah, my older brother got it for me. And he was only like 14 at the time. And he paid for it. The kid was always a hustler.
Isn't it crazy? Well, it's crazy how the craziest people have done the best that I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They used to give him crap. Like, my brother would say he would never amount to anything, and he was just a drug dealer. But it was crazy because he would be, like, going on trips to, like, Europe when we were, like, freshly 18. You know? He's like, I'm going to Amsterdam. And then my mom and dad were just like, whatever, he's paying for it. We didn't pay for it. Like, you know, he earned it with his own money, so let him. And he would, like, take crazy vacations. Yeah. And I guess he kind of moved up the chain because after a while, like, everybody in the town knew him. And then out of nowhere, he just kind of stopped doing it, like, cold turkey and started going to school and work. He was always really smart. You know, he did really good.
That's probably my one buddy just transformation. I mean, just like that in, like, 1 year. He was really selling whatever, and he's doing really good illegally, but then now he switched to back, and he's moving.
Yeah. It's just your ability to apply yourself is really what it is. Like, if you're determined, that's why I don't really sweat it when the schools are like, oh, you know, your kid's behind or something like that. I'm like, one day he's going to find something he likes and he's going to be determined to have it, whether it be a woman, whether it be money, whether it be a business. And then once he flips that switch, you know, I know how guys are, like, you just flip that switch and you focus on it and you commit to it and you're good. You know, that's just kind of how we are. Like, obviously he's not interested in the stuff they're trying to teach him at school. So I'm not worried about it. I'm like, whatever. I know how he is when he sees the Paw Patrol or the cars come on.
No, definitely.
He loves. Yeah. That's the way we're wired. Right. But I have your whole business profile set up. I had actually submitted it already to Google. They should have texted you a form for Google verification.
Look. But yeah, I'll tell my wife too, because she was all worked up about what the school said. So, and I told her there's a lot more people out there that's just like us that knows.
Yeah.
Don't need nothing really. Maybe need a little bit extra, but it'll come later on.
Yeah. I mean, they don't know anything. People don't know anything. They just try to, like, especially the teachers at the school. Like, the reason that they're teachers is because they couldn't do well at anything else, you know? And so they're just going back and getting the information they learned in fifth grade and repeating it over and over again for years and years and years on end. And then they want to act like they're so much smarter than everybody just because they know, like, those stuff in the textbook that they've repeated for the last, like, 10 years of their life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, they don't know anything. They don't understand how the business works or, you know, if you put an HVAC in front of them, they'd be lost, you know? The same, like, English teacher just reads a book and tells you guys to write essays, wouldn't know how to do your job, you know? So it's like...
The crazy part is, if you do good in school, you don't do good in real life, like, I don't know how to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, my younger sister actually is like that. Like, she's the youngest of the family, but she was always the smartest. Like, she was a straight-A student her whole life. And now she, like, really struggles, you know? She works at Costco and, like, really struggles. And, like, she's like, oh, I'm going to go back to school. And I'm like, all the stuff you did in school, though, didn't really teach you anything. I think the main thing that our kids learn from school is how to, like, be consistent with your attendance. Like, wake up every day, you know, have something to do, have, like, a task. Yeah, it just kind of gets you school kind of teaches people how to work for people, you know? It teaches you how to be an employee, like show up on time, get dressed, you know, get through this routine. And they develop that routine at a young age. And I think that's the most important thing. And then it also helps the parents and, like, kind of like babysitting them while we're making money and working without us
exactly.
having to spend a bunch of money on childcare. So those are the only advantages I see to the school system. I don't expect them to actually, like, help my kid be successful in life or, you know, just teach them how to be a zombie and kind of watch them when I can't. So it is what it is.
The biggest thing I found with kids, and I'm not telling you nothing, so breaking their ego. My dad broke my ego, and I was just kind of a quiet kid, but I was a good kid. So all these other kids, like Amish, they broke their ego. I haven't done that with any of my kids, and they're hellions. Are you supposed to? I don't know. But I don't
know. Yeah. Like, I mean, I think that's the case with my boys. So, like, my boys, I tell them, I'm not a little dude. You know, I work with my mind, but I also, like, go to the gym, like, almost every day for, like, the past, like, 5 years, you know? I'm, like, 6'2", 220. So, but, yeah. So, I'm not a small person, but I'm also kind of, like, very strict on my kids of not being a bully, you know what I mean? And they kind of, like, unconsciously, like, bully, you know? And so I'm like, okay, you know, I'm bigger than you. I'll discipline you if I have to, you know? And that's kind of important to kind of keep them in check in that regard. I don't want to squish their ego, though. Like, I want them to be confident in their ability to, like, whatever it is they're going to do, they're going to be able to do it successfully. I don't want them to develop a mindset of kind of, I think what you're doing is good, is actually what I'm backing, is you kind of want people to have that mindset that they could do anything. Because if you have the mindset, like if I go into the gym and I'm like, oh man, that guy can do 315 on the bench press, I can only do one plate, and I don't want to do this anymore, you just kind of give up. Like, I'm not a strong person. But the way you get strong is, like, believing you can, and, you know, and then start working towards it, you know what I mean? So I don't want them to develop that kind of, you know, where you kill their ego and then they just don't even try stuff to begin with because they're not confident in themselves, you know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay to let them be like that. But then, obviously, once they get to, like, 15, you know, 16, they're in high school and they start doing crazy stuff or getting – you know, influenced by kids around them, then you got to kind of break them down a little bit. Like, okay, it's out of hand.
For
so
sure.
I think there's a time
That's
for
exactly
that.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said. I was like, I'm not going to try to break their ego. I don't want them to walk in a single file line, but them are the 4 years that I'm worried about is high school and when I was doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think everybody gets like that. You just get so influenced in high school where kids are like, this is cool, this is not cool, and then it's like, I want to try drinking, I want to try smoking, I want to, you know, that's when you got to come in and like, all right, look, dude, you can really lose your life if you go overboard right at this point of your life, so you got to kind of crack the whip on them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But there's right way to do it.
There isn't. I chop it up with parents all the time. I'm like, there's no perfect way to parent. I just tip my hat to any parent because it's like, I already know you guys are going through, man. Like, you're already trying to work, and then you got these little people looking at you all the time. Every 5 seconds, you're working when you're not working, you know? So,
yeah.
My real job starts when I get home.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. These guys will stay up till like 11. Yeah, and I'm like tired, and they're both jumping on my back. I'm like, ah. You know, but they don't know that, so yeah, I just try to give them as much energy as I can. It is what it is. Do the best you can. Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah, sometimes, like, people do a really good job with their kids, and the kids just turn out horrible. And then there's the other way where it's like, oh, these are, like, really, really bad parents from people's perspective because they're just, like, ignoring the kid and letting them run around. But those end up being the best kids sometimes. So it's like you really don't know. Like they're each their own little person, and they're going to turn out to be whatever they turn out to be.
The sucky part is mine are just a little crazier than the rest.
Yeah, it's all good. All you do is just support them and love them, you know. Just being there is huge, you know. Just being around is, yeah, just being around. Like just having conversations over the course of their life, you know. As long as you don't disappear on them, they'll be fine. That's my mindset. Like, just being the people who have their dad, they usually do pretty good. People who don't have a dad, girl or guy, they end up, you know, not doing too well. All right, so I have the business profile set up. That form, you can have her help you with that. It's pretty easy, though. It's not going to be like the LSA or Google Guarantee form.
Okay,
so that one's pretty simple. It's just going to ask you to fill it out. It'll ask you to send in the license, insurance, the registration that you do have. They're pretty adamant about pushing those through. Anything you don't have, don't panic. Just kind of skip it. And at the bottom, there's a box that you're going to need to check. It'll say, like, hey, if we can't get you verified with the information you have, we'll just three-way call with Google on the line, and we'll verify your listing with you over the phone.
Okay. All right. So it says email or phone for the sign-in.
What are you looking at?
On Google. I don't know
you
if
click
I
the link?
Google. I think it's a link.
Yeah, there's a link in the text message. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google.
Yep.
So if you click on that, and then that should just be the verification form. It'll say email, name, phone number, company name, and then it'll ask you, like, upload pictures of tools and equipment, pictures of your work vehicle with license plate, license and or insurance documentation, picture of a business card. But only the ones, like, if it doesn't have that red asterisk next to it, I mean, it's not really, like, a requirement.
Yeah.
But, again, you want to just send in as much as you can, and then at the bottom it tells you, like, sometimes Google can't verify because you don't have enough information. In these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with a Google rep, and then it just asks if you're open to this. You just want to check that box, yes. But fill out
when
the
I click
as much
on
as you can.
Right. When I click on that link, it just takes me to a sign-in for Google. To continue on the forums, I've got to sign in. I guess I could try my email.
Oh, yeah. That's just to your own login, so that way we know it's you. Like, it'll have your account at the top. It'll have, like, your email address at the very top before, like, you put your email in. You'll see a little section, the name, email, and phone number associated with your account will be recorded when you uploaded files and submit this form.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just want to log into your regular email. Usually, people are already logged into it on their phone, so it kind of bypasses that part. That's why you caught me off guard. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. Hopefully, I know my password.
Well, we also email this to you too. So if you're having trouble getting into it on your phone, just go to your email, and then you'll already be logged into your email from there. So when you click on the link, it should pull up and go through.
Perfect.
Yep. All right. But last thing we got to do, Jimmy, is just to cure your first month's payment.
Okay. Yeah. When she gets back, I'll run to the bank, get that taken care of, and then get out there and fill out everything.
No problem. I'm going to do what's called a post date. So I'm just going to gather your billing information. I'm not going to process it yet. I'll just be on standby. And then if you shoot me a text in that text field that I've been sending you all the messages, I'll go, just say, hey, I'm ready. I'll go ahead and run the payment, and then it'll send you like the receipt, the payment confirmation, and the outline of everything in writing.
Sounds good.
All right. So how did you want to secure it? Is it like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Yeah, Visa.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name? It's not under 24/7 Heating and Cooling, right? So it just says Jimmy Zarebka, or is it James Zarebka?
Jimmy Zarebka, LLC.
Okay. So it's just Jimmy, and it's not James?
No, just Jimmy.
That's cool. I like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, usually Jimmy's like a shorter version of James, but they're just straight Jimmy. I like that. And then is your business street address that you gave me for the Google PIN verification the same as the billing address for this card?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. So there should be 16 digits on the front. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Yep. Why do you keep playing with them? 4131.
4131.
3900.
3900.
0300.
0300.
8926.
8926. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Is 0726. Quit getting in there.
0726. And then 3-digit code on the back.
Come on, get out of there. 5926.
Wait, what?
Sorry. 5926.
The security code on the back?
Yeah.
It's usually 3 digits.
Yeah, 5926. Or, what am I? 596.
Okay. I'm like, 26? Yeah, because it'll literally, like, decline it. It's, like, giving me an error message, like, 4 numbers.
I wasn't right. Even thinking when I was talking.
It's okay. I know you got the little one there. I could hear it, like, you juggling things.
Yeah, she's trying to get the damn dog cage. Get out of there.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, man, I remember those days. I haven't got a dog yet, but I always grew up with a dog, and I always think, like, I want to wait until my boys are old enough to take care of them, but I used to do stuff like that, climb in the cage. I remember I'd sleep with them. We had this pit bull growing up, and I would get in there and lay down with my dog. It's funny.
Heck, yeah. If you get a dog, look up exotic bullies.
I've seen those before with the ACC, like the kennel club.
Yeah.
Or is it ACK or something like that? Yeah.
AKBC. There's like 2 or 3.
They're like, they look like English bulldogs almost, right?
Yep. So they take English, and then they take like 4 different, 6 different, and then they keep adding it in. But the new.
Oh, I see what you mean. These guys look like mini pit bulls, man.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, they're cool. They look tough.
They're pretty wild.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking. Some of these ones look like something out of a movie, you know? Reminds me of the Incredible Hulk movie back in the day where they had that dog that was just, like, ripped.
That's how most of our dogs are.
It's just all buff.
And they can have health issues, but as long as you go with a good pedigree. Out in California, they actually have some of the best growth.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, like, any dogs like that with the short snout and the French bulldogs, they usually are high maintenance like that. They run into, like, health issues and stuff.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful. My older sister has a French bulldog, and he's kind of like that. He, like, snores and stuff. But He's real little. Yeah. I think he was like the runt of the litter, and he's already a French bulldog, so he's like really tiny.
Right.
Yeah, but he's a cool little guy.
Heck yeah. They put him in a, I was scared to even buy any of them until they did a health test. They put him in like a machine and test their breathing and stuff.
Yeah.
But all it takes is them to have boas or whatever.
We've always had pit bulls growing up because those guys are, they're like bulletproof, dude. We would go to like the pound and save one. And then we'd have them for like 10 years. And then we had another one we got when he was old and she was like 3 months. We named her Layla, and she was like a blue nose, and they were just bulletproof. Like my whole life, I never really had any like health problems with them. You know, it's just pretty easy.
Yeah, the best dog I've got is he was supposed to be a bully. We paid $50 for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best dog I've ever had, and all the pit bull.
Yeah, the best dog I ever had was like that. He was a chocolate pit. We got him for $100. We saved him from the pound. They were going to euthanize him. So it was like $100. Yeah. We got him when he was like 3 or 4 months old. And then, we had him for years, you know. He was like a member of the family. He was in the house all the time. Like, we used to talk to him regular, and it felt like he understood everything we were saying to him, you know.
It's such part of the family that I would say, he rode with us in a car with no AC all the way to Florida and back.
Oh, okay.
He was a puppy. So
our dog was like that. I remember my mom, because we had a family of four, and then I was the third of the four. And I remember my mom would, like, drive us to, like, fast food restaurants, you know? Like, we'd go to, like, McDonald's or something for, like, breakfast. And she would order him a sandwich, too, like he was one of us. Like, you know? He'd feed him burgers. Yeah, he would just roll around the car with us all the time. Like, we would forget sometimes. People would be like, you can't have your dog in the store. And we're like, oh, yeah. We just always had him with us. We forget he was even a dog. He was just a member of the family. It broke our heart when he passed away, man. He just got really depressed after my mom passed. She had cancer, and then he, like, died, like, 3 months after. He just, like, stopped eating and just got really depressed and sad. And they said, yeah, they said he was, like, heartbroken, and we took him to vets and stuff, tried to figure out what was going on, and they're like, he's just depressed. Like, he would just lay down, and they were like, it doesn't look like anything's wrong with his organs, you know, and he would just stop eating, and he just eventually died. It was, like, 3 months after my mom passed, he just got, like, so depressed, stopped eating, and basically, like, offed himself. He didn't want to live anymore.
Yeah, dogs are way smarter than you think.
I knew he was attached to my mom because when my mom first got sick, he was only like 3 or 4, and he would be in the bed with her all the time. And like, we would come in when she was sleeping, and he'd growl at us like, get out, she's resting, you know? And he was very in tune with what was going on with her. And, you know, he would very, really protect her and stuff. And then my mom passed away. He was just as heartbroken as all of us, but he just couldn't take it anymore. So.
Yeah. Sorry to hear about that. How old were you?
At that time, I was 17, almost 18. It was in 2010.
Yeah.
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 So it was a while ago. But,
yeah,
I was barely about to finish school, and that was just rough. Like, I didn't want to go to school. I think we were all kind of depressed. Even my dad, I'd come in there, and he'd have, like, half a bottle of Jack Daniels down and just, like, passed out in the bed, just, you know, just sad. It was just sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah. I'm not.
Mom kept us all together.
So,
yeah, I'm not either. And nowadays, people tell me sorry. I'm like, man, that was like half my life ago. So it's like, I mean, I've kind of like, I don't say time heals it, but if I would have like given up on life back then, I wouldn't have my boys or anything too. So life just kind of has like a crazy evolution that you just got to like not give up on and go through. And then obviously at the end of the road, I'll see you again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So,
yeah.
Whatever you
do, that's how I feel. Yeah, 100%. And I always think about that when I look at my kids. Like, okay, you know, obviously one day I'm gonna croak too, but at least like they're here and they'll be grateful for me, because I still think about my mom all the time, and she's been gone for 14 years. You know, so it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just motivation.
Yeah, definitely. My two stepbrothers, they were in the car with their mom, and the mom was completely, I mean, totally drunk, or whatever she was doing, and they crashed into a ditch. The mom ended up dying, and my brother Adam, my stepbrother, he actually like barely made it up to a house, but he got up there and they called the cops. But yeah, it was freaking wild. They lost their mom. They seen her die in a car accident. It's like, no freaking way.
That's the worst part. I actually learned a lot from my grandfather about that, because my mom, when she was getting to the end of her life, she really wanted my grandpa to be around, like her dad. And he was like, he was not having it. Like, he didn't want to see her like that. And I remember the day my mom passed away, I saw her like that. And then it kind of like messed up a lot of my memories with my mom, because a lot of times when I think back to her, I would think about her as being sick, you know? And gave my grandpa a lot of crap. Like, why weren't you there? You know, she wanted you to be there. He was like, look, you don't understand. Like, I don't want to remember my daughter like that, and blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, I didn't really understand it until he passed away. And then the last, like, couple of weeks, I chose to like, kind of, like, just sit it out, you know? Like, I had a call with him and talked to him before he got really bad. And then, like, the last 2 weeks, I didn't really talk to him. I just kind of let him transition. And then now I understand, like, what he meant by that, because my memories with my grandpa are so fresh, and I can go back to, like, Christmases and good times, but a lot of times when I think about my mom, I think about, like, cancer and sickness and stuff, so it's one of those, one of those weird things you just got to learn how to deal with, people passing away at your own pace, you know?
Right. Same with my grandpa and my grandma, because you want to see him at the last time, but it's like, do you really want to? Like,
see him like that. It's tough.
Exactly. But we'll be somewhere all together later.
Yeah, that's a good mindset. Like, we came from the ashes and back to the ashes, right? Ashes, ashes, dust to dust. You know?
Exactly.
We'll all be back in that non-existent phase.
What do you call it? God. Call it God or whatever. That we've seen in the past few years, there's definitely a higher up. I believe in God.
Oh, man. No doubt. Yeah, me too. Like, my family was raised Christian, so I have no doubt about that. You know what's crazy, though, is like 90% of the earth, you could actually Google this, 90% of the human beings on earth believe in a higher power. We don't always have the same religion. Yeah, we don't always have the same religion. But they all agree that there's, like, this general God, 90% of them. Well, there's only, like, I think 10% of people that are, like, atheists or agnostic, where they don't believe that there is any kind of higher power or life after death.
Right.
Yeah, but 90%.
And a lot of the religions are the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all, like, God-based. So they just believe that there is some higher power or a God or, like, a deity that's above them in a spiritual realm. And it's weird how, like, almost all of us think that, you know, but then we also like argue about who's right and who's wrong, and the only way to really find out is to die. So it's like fighting over nothing.
Or like heavy numbers.
Oh, you're cutting out.
Have you ever heard of like angel numbers? Like when
A
number?
Yeah,
I definitely believe in that in the past year. Because I would look away even if I seen 111 or 11 anywhere and just not even feed into it. And then my wife started pointing it out. And it was like daily. It's two or three times a day.
It's
an odometer, a clock. And
I get that 444 a lot because I get off work at 5, but I always think it's 5. And I look at the clock and it's 444. And it happens to me all the time. And I used to be like, what the heck is that? And I would, like, look it up, and there was, like, oh, it's, like, peace and prosperity. And all. I was like, oh, what the heck? You know? It was weird. I saw somebody with it tattooed one day, and I didn't know what it meant. And I was like, I keep seeing that number everywhere, you know? It's a tattooed on this guy. Every time I look up, it's 444. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, it's 444. I'm like, what does this mean? And it's like, it's an angel number. It's like a design. Or it's a divine sign that guardian angels are, like, watching over you. And I'm like, oh, mom and grandpa, you know?
It's hard to believe this stuff you can't see, but, like, yesterday, my daughter went to go get her number, and it was 11 for baseball. It was her jersey number.
That was always my number, too.
Same here. Was it really?
Yeah, always 11, I was actually born October 11th, too, so, like, 10-11. So I was born on the 11th day.
Okay. I've got a baby due, and the due date is 111.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you have another one coming.
Yep.
Congrats.
Another one on the way.
Congrats. Yeah, one of my best buddies just found out he's having a girl. We're supposed to do the baby shower this weekend.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, kids are cool.
That's what my wife's doing. Right?
Adults suck.
I know.
All of them, yeah. Yeah. It's sometimes they're okay. You know, every now and then I run into a guy like you. It's like, all right, cool. You get it. But it's usually because you have kids. And like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just hard to get along. I don't know. It's just hard to get along with people these days. I don't know. For business, I mean, it's 100% and they could say whatever. And I'm not going to say nothing back to them. But, man. It's hard to deal with people these days.
It is. I think what it is like the government kind of pushes stuff down our throat and through like media and stuff. And so people feel like other people are like following along with that instead of having just like our old school roots that we had before the phones and everything. And so like they're just kind of, they're just kind of weird now. They're like, oh, they don't know if you're like a weirdo or a regular or, you know, so I do feel that.
Yeah, with you, it's like, is it a scam or not? Just because, not because of you in general. I'm just saying, we get scammed trying to buy a dog. It was a $5,000 dog. We sent him a $400 deposit. Before we sent it, I knew it was a scam. And I didn't want to do it, but we still did it. We got scammed out of $400. But if you trust nobody these days, and so would you, and me, I can understand there's good and bad. But somebody else, they're going to think, you're scared.
Yeah. No, I do deal with that sometimes, but I was sending you this link so you could, like, see our reviews and everything.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I trust you. But
we've been around for a long time.
Most people in my position would think you were scared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that happens a lot. Like, honestly, I don't even do, like, any, like, cold calling or anything like that anymore. Like, that's why one of my reps contacted you before. We have, like, a whole department downstairs that, like, deals with that. But I hear their calls sometimes, and the people are like, oh, you're a scam and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, just tell them to Google us. So they'll just, like, look us up, and then they could see, like, we're partnered with Google and we're right next to Google. Usually they don't, you know, they'll be fine with it. But I know initially that's, like, off-putting, like, I didn't ask for somebody to call me. You just called me out of the blue. And then you're saying, you know, you're going to put me on Google. So it's like, I get it.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. And then this guy.
I'm like that, too. When people call me out of the blue, I'm like, hell no, I didn't hang up. I don't know this number.
Exactly. Yeah, but with, like, Angie's List, they call around. And they called my buddy the same week I signed up with them. And I was trying to talk him into doing it. And he said, no, it's a scam. I was like, I just gave him $1,000. It's not a scam. But
he was kind of right.
Before.
Yeah, he was kind of right. Some people it does work, but I think what he was more getting at is just like, oh, not all the leads work out. It's like buying scratchers, really. It's like you pay the money to get the scratcher, and then you call the number, and you might win, you might not, you know, and it's like, it's not, and the odds aren't really that great, so. The reason that sucks, though, is just because they sell the lead to so many people, you know? So it kind of, like, kills it. Yeah. It's just always better just to have the people call you live. When somebody's calling you live for your help, it's a totally different ballgame.
Totally different, yeah.
Yeah, but they're smart. Like, I actually respect, like, the owner of their company just because, like, he found a loophole. Like, he was like, okay, not everybody can get on the first page of Google, but if I buy a spot on the first page of Google, I can sell the leads individually. It's just where he got shady was like, I'm going to sell the lead to 5 people. And that's where it got shady. He's like, let me collect this $75 from all 5 of these guys, you know? If he was just give it to one guy for $75, like, that's a fair deal, you know? It's like subcontracting, and it's fair. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys called me because, I was totally screwed. I mean, even if this don't take off, it is what it is,
it'll take off. It's just not going to be immediate. Like, any of the successful businesses that are out there, they didn't become successful overnight, you know? So if you don't have that, like, expectation of, oh, I'm going to start doing this and then be rich in 2 weeks, that's just not how it works. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, we could start generating calls for you within the first month, but the longer you do it, the more profitable it gets. I would say the best thing that's working in your favor right now is the time of the year. Like, rarely do we ever have a position become available, and when it does, it's like not in, right before summertime. So you're coming into like the most profitable time of the year. So, I mean, if we can't get your business up and running with consistent clients, then literally nobody can, because Google's been the most like used popular search engine in the